Thank you for spending Saturday mornings with Rosie on the house. Let's see if Dee in Tempe can come online. She's got a storm damage situation she may still be dealing with live on the air as we're talking.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Yes, the other night in the big windstorm, my umbrella on a small patio that's anchored in a small table with a glass top. I was trying to get it down, and the wind just was lifting it from the bottom. Anyway, took it up, turned it on its side, and broke the glass on the table. Okay. It also tore it was so strong, it totally tore the umbrella, wet the metal stem. And I now have glass out there. Okay, it's on a sotilla tile floor, the old Mexican one with the holes in it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's right next to a small garden that has flowers and plants and bushes, but it has a mulch over it. So I have this situation. What is the best way to get this glass up? I've swept it into a pile and, you know, keep looking for the sunlight to show no beads of glass. But I know in the garden you can't just turn it under.
You know what I would do if you have a vacuum cleaner?
I was just going to, yeah.
And take a, for lack of a better example, pantyhose and put it over the end of the hose and put a rubber band around it. And then just go around and, I mean, obviously you're going to get more than the glass, but it's going to keep you from sucking all the dirt in.
All of your mulch.
You'll just, you know, stop, look, oh, there's some glass, take it off.
It's going to take a while. It's going to take some patience to get all of that out of there, but that's exactly what I was thinking, too. You know, just...
Well, thank Kevin. She wasn't hurt going out to try and anchor a glass table with an umbrella in the middle of a windstorm. That could be for a heck of a ride.
No kidding.
I have never blown glass. I mean, what would you have to get that up to just melt it away? I don't think that'd be very practical. All our plants would be scorched.
Yeah, that's probably not
the best. But the glass would be gone.
Yeah.
Of course, if the table's still in good shape, she could call TrueView Glass. They could come out and get the glass replaced. And I'll bet you they'd have a tip and a trick or two as well for sorting out and separating the glass from that mulch and finish getting it all cleaned up.
And if she's got a pencil and a piece of paper, we can give her TrueView's number at 602-431-8783.
We appreciate the call, and again, glad no one was hurt. Diane and Glendale's called in. She's got a question regarding dryer vents. Go ahead, Diane. What y'all up to this morning? Sounds like a little busy.
Oh, hi. Hey, hi, you guys. I actually have Larry, the home inspector, here right now. We're laughing and going through the house because I have you guys on in the background. Quick question. He's not done yet, but we found that both, it's a 1978 ranch style home, and we found that both the bathrooms as well as the dryer vent, everything exhausts into the attic. My question to you, I'm online, I always use your referral service. But who do I call? Is this plumbing? Is this insulation? Or is this handyman? Who do I call?
I would actually call the dryer vent wizard. And he's in a couple different locations at Rosie on the House just because it is a unique service. I know you can find him in the cleaning category.
Okay.
Is one place. I believe he's in the duct category as well. And then I think he's in the ventilation because it's kind of an all in so many services. But
if you got a piece of paper and a pencil, we can give you his phone number right now. It's 623-806-8826.
And that's all they do.
All
right. 623-806-8826.
Correct.
Yes, thank
ma'am.
You.
You're most welcome.
You're welcome. And while we're talking about dryer vents and what Diane's concern was, and she's with the home inspectors, by code, you can't terminate the exhaust into the attic. It has to go out through the roof or out through the side of the house. The last thing they want is hot dryer lint or hot lint coming out of the dryer, blowing into an attic that's full of cellulose or other insulation mm-hmm. that you could heat up.
Or the humidity from exhaust fans from the bathroom blowing all of the humidity into that space too. So everything has to be vented to the exterior. You're right.
All the way to the exterior. So good. Glad y'all caught that. Let's see. Are we gonna try and sneak in one more call before the top? Let's see. Let's try it. Sam on attic ventilation back in Mesa. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be doing my own insulation, blowing it in, and I have two turbine vents on the roof, three dormer vents, and I have two big gable vents on my roof. And my question is, I don't want to get on my belly to put those plastic or styrofoam, whatever those things are, the corrugated looking down by the freeze boards, because there's not that much room in it for the vents mm-hmm. on the freeze boards.
Right.
Is it going to hurt anything if I go ahead and just blow the insulation up and cover some of them up?
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. You'd be doing yourself a giant disservice for doing that. Those freeze block vent holes are one of the primary features of a convection airflow, which is perfect for your attic. So don't block those holes up.
You are going to have to crawl on your belly.
Yes, you are.
It is going to be miserable.
It's going to be dirty.
And I'd get a quote for it because it's unbelievably more affordable than you think.
It's Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or ranking Arizona.